All right, we'd like to welcome everyone to the Cane Springs Improvement District Board of Trustees meeting. It is Thursday, May 28th, 2026. The time is 2:30 p.m. I am in attendance, the board chair, Craig Weston. We've got Trent Arnold and Tom Gottlieb all in attendance. So we've got all board members here, and I think the first action of item is to approve the minutes from last year, so October 13th, 2025. So Jay, if you want to pull those up, I've had a chance to review them. Didn't really have any questions over any clarifications. Tom, Trent, any
I've reviewed.
questions?
No questions.
Okay. So with no questions, can we have a motion to approve those minutes?
Is Trent. I make a motion to approve the October 13th, 2025.
I second the motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, let's move to number three, public hearings. There are none. Number four, discussion items 4A. So, Jay, if you want to take it from here.
Yeah, so at risk of sounding like a broken record, the insurance companies that that insure governmental entities increased their rates last year. We had approved as this board the contract for getting coverage up to 5,000. That was at the time a reasonable buffer, but now it doesn't cover the minimum costs. So I'm recommending that that be a first of all, a second mo a motion made to approve the renewal cost that's in line with it, as well as going through the fraud risk assessment for Cane Springs Improvement District, which is applicable to all governmental entities. That becomes a public record through the state auditor's office once it's submitted. That's an annual requirement. And then we also now the insurance agencies like to have that on file as part of their renewal process. So we're gonna, get two birds with one stone on that one. And then I've put in a 7,500 on this one, but I think I'd wanna include the motion to put that up to 10, just in case as I thought more about it. It's just
Let's
is
just
8,000
yeah,
okay?
let's
We're gonna
just
be in
go
good
ahead and
times.
bump that. So Jay, if you want to make the mo the adjust that to $10,000, Tom, Trent, do you guys agree?
I agree.
I agree.
Okay, so when you make note of this, let's bump that to 10. I think that's just safer, so we don't have to come back and redo something. So
Yep.
I think this was pretty ex self-explanatory. Turns out insurance companies want to make more money, so that's the reality we're at. So I will go ahead and make a motion authorizing the board and professional staff to finalize and execute the agreement for general. You moved it on me, insurance, and this is found under to say 4A.
Yes.
All
Yeah.
right, 4A.
And then the chair will also finalize and submit the fraud risk assessment as part of that,
Okay.
with the change that it's a $10,000 cap instead of the 7,500 that's listed. So we'll make that in the before we get signatures on the resolution.
Okay, so moved. So do we have a second?
I have a
I
second.
second.
It's Trump.
All right, all in favor, aye. All
Aye.
Aye.
right, that passes unanimously. All right, we're on to 4B.
One item before we move off of that, Jay, we'd like you to do the same thing for that fraud risk assessment. Any other policies that we can take from draft to final written policies? Let's do that for our next meeting.
Yeah, that should be doable. A lot of these are pretty uniform across different entities in Utah.
Yeah. And let's
Right.
just use best practices, state best practices for everything.
Okay.
All right, let's go to 4B.
So this is an update to the electronic meetings policy. Again, in response to legislation, updating some entities more than others, I took the opportunity to simplify and streamline the electronic meeting policy, fix some typos and things like that, get it down to one page, which is what's presented to just have an updated electronic meeting policy to enable board meetings and particularly the members of the board to vote electronically. And that's also why when we do these, we make sure that we're confirming that the votes are unanimous. That's required under the code as well.
Perfect. Any other questions or comments for Jay on this one?
No questions.
Somebody want a motion? Trent, how about you?
Yep, I'm sorry, I'm just getting my screen back up. So I make a resolution to adopt item 4B, the resolution updating the electronic meetings policy.
right.
I second the motion.
All right, we have a proposal and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 That passes unanimously. Let's move on to 4C.
All right. And this is our tentative budget and an amendment to the 2026 amendment or budget because there were substantial expenses as authorized back in the fall about the wastewater facilities, well, the equipment, specifically the equipment that was
Yep.
purchased by Cane Springs under that sole source procurement project. And those ex exceeded a, sorry, I'm bringing up the, so the budget that was proposed that we need to amend was this one for 2026. We'll be amending that to reflect the actual expenses incurred. Similarly, the other than the sewer, the wastewater treatment equipment, there haven't been calls on other expenses advanced on the district's behalf. So really we have that, but because the expenses exceeded $1 million, we'll also be looking at a treatment or sorry, an audit next year. And I will have some recommendations for the board to consider on how that does. Because it's very minimal in terms of the number of transactions, I don't, I'm hoping we can get a good deal on that. But so that's why this one is in, there are three things happening in this one. We're adopting the tentative budget for 27. We are setting the public hearing for 20, or yeah, for 26 amended and 27 tentative. We're because we anticipate there should be some additional related purchases as well as some of the more ordinary operations and management. We're looking at that being about $200,000 in the budget next year. Again, these are estimated and they're contingent on some of the other parties involved that have agreements with the district. So that is what this is presented for. We would have the public hearing next week, and at 2 p.m. or as soon thereafter as practical, based on availability of the space, and that will be posted today to meet the 7-day notice requirement.
Perfect. AJ, going back to the audit, so explain to me, I get the fact that with an expenditure over $1 million, they want to audit it. Is that something we hire a third party to do, or is that
Yes.
okay? All right.
So there are a limited number of entities that are approved through the state, and they work with the state auditor's office, and then they provide those reports. And so that's just an additional layer of reporting when government expenses exceed a certain amount. There's in addition to the budgeting, there's that audit. We have 6 months from the end of the budget period to do that, so we would be needing to do that by the end of December for the district.
Okay. So, and you can give us that list once we get to that point. Okay. Awesome. All right. I don't have any other questions on this, Tom or Trent.
No other questions?
No questions.
All right. Who wants to make a motion?
If
I'll
you'll
make
put the resolution in front of me, I'll make it, or Trent can make
I'll leave it. I'll leave it.
it. It's there, so
Okay.
I'll make it, Tom. This is Trent. I make a motion to adopt the resolution adopting a tentative budget for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2027, and setting a June 4, 2026 date for a public budget meeting hearing.
I second the motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 That passes unanimously.
Okay. And then the last action item on this is 4D, a resolution for an updated grandma policy, which will closely mirror and make things a little bit easier for those who sit on multiple boards, a records and communication policy. That does include the fee provisions and some cleanup there.
Okay.
So basically, again, unlike Echo Canyon, Cane Springs Improvement District does not have any staff, so it's really just the professional service providers responding. So state law would allow those fees to be charged at their hourly rates. Volunteers do not count, and the board members are volunteers, so.
Okay. Is that, I'm assuming that is that listed somewhere on a website or no? It's just when the grammar request comes in, is there an estimated, this is X amount of time and X amount of dollars, or how's that?
The district has an obligation to respond. Every government entity has to respond and do that. And this also establishes that, until that agreement to pay the actual cost is there, that's not considered a complete request.
Got it. Okay.
So that it's not running a timer when it hasn't actually been started. So.
Got it. Okay. So we should probably just think about Jay the next time. We may want to post those so people are aware as to,
Oh,
what.
you mean the policies? Yeah. So
Yeah,
all of
no,
these.
I'm talking about the policy. I'm also talking about just knowing what the expense is going to be, because obviously, paying an admin is very different than paying an attorney to do the
Right.
research and the work on it.
Yeah. So the policy will be posted on the public notice website after the meeting. When as we get through and get the approvals and everything done, we'll post everything there. So the policy's there, and we could prepare a notice of, current effective rates, and that would just be in accordance with this policy. We could look at that.
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful. So, Tom, Trent, any other comments or questions?
No, I think that sounds great.
No comments for me.
All right, we have a resolution.
I will make a resolution, which is 4D in the minutes, and it is a resolution to provide an updated grammar policy.
All right, we have a motion and we have a second.
I'll make a second.
All right, Trent, so all in favor, aye. All
Aye.
Aye.
right, that is unanimous. Don't think on five that we really have any other reports to talk through at this time. Moving on to six, no, I'm not aware of any closed sessions, Tom, Trent, or Jay.
No,
Not aware of
not
any.
not for me.
All right, with all of those things done, I will make a motion to adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
I second.
All right, all in favor, aye.
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 And that passes. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
everyone.